I could not wait till Thursday so we could skate around and.
Was this roller skating?
Roller skating. I used to roller skate off of Highway. To tell you about the traffic, I could roller skate from the top of Highway 9 all the way down the street, that hill at. And I could go almost as far as my mother would allow me to go, which wasn't very far. But there was no traffic then. But I can remember roller skating all the way. I could have been an Olympic.
And was that common with the kids in the town? Did a lot of the other kids?
Yes, yes.
Skate?
Everybody would. That was our roller skate and bike. We had bicycles, or little ones had tricycles, and you had scooters. And if you didn't have that, you know, you just won the in crowd.
How about as people got older, what did teenagers do, say, for dating?
Well, I played basketball in high school, and was not allowed to date in the eighth grade, or my mother would have liked it if I hadn't dated at all. But I can remember riding the bus and thinking the boys had to sit on one side and the girls on the other. And I thought, well, how do you ever get acquainted with anybody if you sit there? But that was, and in Roswell, we had one place. It was Bob's little drive-in. He had hamburgers and hot dogs, and he would stay open at night. And you could go down there and park, and he would come out, and you could get something to eat there. But it was the only place in Roswell that I know of that would stay late. And James was his name, and he did it because he knew that the youth did not have a place to go after activities, or in that. A lot of it. He would come out with a flashlight if you were in the car with your boyfriend, and he would shine it in the car to see who was there. He would never say anything, but he knew who was there eating in his drive-in.
How about things like school dances?
Yes, we did. We had school dances. We would have I think they started 10th grade, that you could, if you were invited, you could go. But the 11th, 12th grade mainly had the school dances, and you were really privileged if you went out with a boy who would invite you to the dance. And I can remember my mother buying the material and she made all of my clothes from first grade till I guess I graduated from high school. She would go to the store, and I'd say, oh, but Mother, look at this pretty dress. And she'd go home and make it like it. She would not buy me a dress. So I used to tell my first grade teacher, Ms. She couldn't wait for me to come in. And she'd say, oh, Nan, where did you get that beautiful dress? And I'd tell her, Kresge's. That was a dime store. Didn't know anybody. I wouldn't dare tell her my mother made it. But she knew. She knew my mother. And she would just die laughing. And many years later, she told me that she knew they didn't come from Kresge's.
Uh-huh. Did your mother, was she in like a sewing society or a quilting society?
They used to quilt. That was before my time. Because of the age of my mother when I was born, she had worked, and they used to have a quilting party.